Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. I was raised, appealing for affection and affirmation. Attempted performance to get attention and gain some sort of acceptance, but found I was always rejected and pushed away. Deep scars, feelings of not belonging, caused tall emotional walls, and any attempt to recover from the loss of my confidence was incredibly small. The residual effects of abandonment had me observing my character flaws and viewing them all as insufficiently capable of relating or growing with God. I believe these lies to be true for me. My experience was a proof for me, up to the point where I could sense Christ's relentless love and complete pursuit of me.
let's get into the first message for tonight. Okay, and it is a devotional, and it's titled, Joy in Every Circumstance. See, as children of the Most High God, we are to be marked by contagious, unceasing joy. Okay, through the Holy Spirit, we have access to an unending supply of joy that comes from the wellspring of a restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. God longs to fill us with His joy that we might live the abundant life Jesus died to give us. He longs to make us children fashioned in the image of our Father, that we might share His unending joy to the world without hope. May you discover this greater portion of joy available to you through the Spirit as you encounter the heart of the Father this week. See, the joy of the Lord is available to us in the Holy Spirit. It transcends all circumstances, relationships, and possessions. It is an eternal joy fed to our hearts by the wellspring of our joy the Father has toward us. God longs to make us a people marked by His joy. He longs to fill us with the knowledge of how thrilled He is to be our Father. He longs to make us a joyful people in every circumstance and every season. In 1 Peter verses, chapter 1, verses 6 to 9, it says, If this you rejoice through now the little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes through it, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor of revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. Though you do not now see Him, you believe in Him and rejoice with joy the inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your love, of your faith, and salvation of your souls. Well, we can have joy during trial and tribulation because we have a genuine faith. That is, this life is not all there is. Our hope reaches far beyond the confines of this fleeting age of sin and separation from God and looks toward the day when we will live in perfect face-to-face relationship with our Creator. Every trial and tribulation is an opportunity to cling to the truth that this world is not our home and to be filled with joy at the thought of what awaits us on the other side of this life. And James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4 says, Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. While God may not cause the various trials we face, He most certainly uses them to cause our joy to find its source in Him alone. You see, our Heavenly Father knows that if we place our joy in fleeting and fickle circumstances of this life, our lives will be an emotional roller coaster rather than a reflection of how constantly good He is. Your Heavenly Father has a compassionate heart toward the problems you face. He never desires for you to act or try or drum up faith that everything will be all right. He longs to meet you at the very core of your trial and fill you with the abundant joy that's rooted in His love alone. He longs to guide you through the tough seasons of life that try and rob you of your allotted portion of joy. He longs to make your faith steadfast and sure, so you can meet the tribulations of this world head on with joy. Run to your Father today with every weight and problem. Ask Him to guide you to still waters that your soul might be restored, and receive all joy that He longs to give you today as you encounter His deep and powerful love for you. So first, meditate on God's desire to fill you with joy in every circumstance. Psalms 126, verses 5 through 6, okay, those who sow in tears reap the shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed of sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing His sheaves with Him. In James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, okay, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet His trials and various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect, complete, lacking in nothing. So what trial or tribulation are you facing that God longs to use to strengthen your faith with joy? Where does God want to meet you today that you might live with joy of his love rather than the weight of the world? Thirdly, ask God to guide you to the source of joy for your circumstance. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you proper perspective about your life. Okay? Open your heart and allow God to come and love you where you're at. Psalms 51:12, restore to me the joy of your salvation. Uphold me with a willing spirit. May Mother Teresa's words spur you towards a lifestyle of joy today. Joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net of love by which you can catch souls. God loves the Chilfer Gilbert. God gives most who gives with joy. The best way to show your gratitude to God and the people is to accept everything with joy. A joyful heart is an invitable result of a heart burning with love. Never let anything so fill you with sorrow to make you forget the joy of Christ risen. Amen. Well, I highly suggest you read James chapter 1. It'll bring this devotional into more light for you. Now it brings me to this question is, and that is, do you know the Lord your God, your Jesus Christ, is to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that is okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of living the way you are? Are you going through life not knowing which way is up or down? Okay? Are you dazed and confused, constantly scratching your head and wondering what's going on? Are you lost but needing to be found? Do you suffer from depression or anxiety? Do you have an addiction such as to alcohol or drugs, okay, or sexual immorality or gambling, okay, or overeating or any other type of addiction out there like internet, okay, or gaming? There's so many more. Okay, there's too many to list. But if you're one of these people and you're tired of living the way you are, well, you can ask Jesus Christ into your heart tonight. And you can start feeling the happiness, the joy, okay, the love, the peace, the contentment, okay, knowing that the Lord is with you. So I ask you, are you willing to accept the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply pray this little prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and give me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, okay, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. You know, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, okay, all of the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you decided to accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Okay, so won't you let us rejoice with them? Okay, you can do this by calling area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that's area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. be that first caller, because one can triple 10, 10 can triple 100, 100 can triple 1,000, okay? So be that first caller tonight and say that I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, we got a caller. It is push the one key. Okay, it looks like it's Johnny Longfeather. Okay, so let me bring him on and see what he has to say. Oh, evidently he dropped while I was bringing him on. Oh, well, that's okay too. Okay, well, we'll play some more music then. Here we go. Hey! monkey. It looks like Johnny Longfeller. Okay, is that you, Johnny?
Hey, Ken. How you doing tonight?
All right. How are you doing?
Well, I guess I heard you tried to pick up on me earlier, right as I was hanging up, and so I called back to say, how's it going?
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I listened to your devotional or your prophetic reading, or what was it, a Bible verse? Or what
was
it?
A devotional.
Oh, okay. Very nice, very nice. Very uplifting.
Thank you. We got the Bible reading coming up next. It's going to be Leviticus chapter 21.
Oh, is that going to be with Tony?
Yeah, Mr. Tony's going to bless us with his passion reading for the Bible.
Oh, okay. Now, this Leviticus, it seems awfully, it's a whole lot about burnt offerings. And it seems like back then God was demanding a whole lot from his people. Very, very specific things, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there were 613 laws they had to follow. Okay?
Jeez Louise.
Okay? Well,
I'm glad things are simplified now.
Well, the New Testament has 1,050 laws. Okay?
Oh.
But we don't follow all 1,050 laws of the New Testament. It's impossible. Okay? Okay?
Hmm.
So, yeah. It's just like it was probably impossible for the Jews to follow all 613 laws. Okay, now a lot of the laws were created by man, not by God, but, you know, same with the New Testament laws. So.
Hmm. Very, very interesting, very interesting. It's also kind of hard to read. Just kind of awfully repetitive. I wonder how often that our Jewish friends go back to Leviticus and read that.
Well, you know, it's in the like Torah, and they read it quite often, actually, believe it or not. Okay.
The part about the burnt offerings and the fatty part of the kidney lobe and
yeah,
you know,
the entrails.
All that stuff. Okay. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. They read it. Okay. It's the Bible.
Oh, okay. Hey, you got any other calls online tonight? Anybody calling in? Or?
Oh, we got Jessica on the call, but he didn't push the one key. We've got two 111 callers, and I ain't taking 111.
Oh. Yeah. Probably somebody ungodly.
Okay, they didn't push the one key.
Okay. How was your Saturday? How has your Saturday been?
My Saturday has been great, actually. We got another caller who just called in from 720. I just pushed the one key. Let me see if I can bring them on and see what they have to say. Hello. 720,
hello,
you
know? How are you?
Hello?
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 Hello,
sir. You're on
here, 720. Hey, I have a pizza grill out front for you.
You have what?
A pizza grill outside your house right now. She's trying to deliver a pizza.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. We didn't order a pizza, but thank you very much. Okay, they do that on the
20th. I paid for it, sir. I paid for it. She's waiting outside for you.
Yeah, goodbye. Wait outside, 720. Okay?
I'm not familiar with a 720 number.
Me neither. Okay, it's definitely not San Antonio. If we ordered a pizza, it wouldn't come from a 720. Okay? Okay,
so.
Which we didn't order a pizza, so that's okay. You can wait out there till the cows come home. Okay.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, Sounds like some shenanigans are going on over there.
Yeah. Well, we had somebody call. Okay. All right. Never mind. I was going to say something else, but never mind. It doesn't matter. So anyway, let's bring Tony on so he can do the Bible reading. Okay. So sit back and listen there, Johnny. Okay. And
amen.
All right. Enjoy.
Passion.
Yes, I did. Okay, here you go, Leviticus 21.
Well, let's do it then. Evening, y'all. Hope everybody's been well. Thank you for letting me come and share this with you. We'll do Leviticus 21. And the Lord said to Moses, speak to the priests, the sons of Aaron, and say to them, none shall defile himself for the dead among his people, except for his relatives who are nearest to him, his mother, his father, his son, his daughter, and his brother, also his virgin sister who is near to him, who has had no husband. For her he may defile himself. Otherwise he shall not defile himself, being a chief man among his people, to profane himself. They shall not make... sorry, guys. Computer got away from me again. And yes, I'm reading it from a computer. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons and to all the children of Israel, and say to them, whatever man of the house of Israel or of the strangers in Israel who offers his sacrifice for any of his vows, for any of his freewill offerings, which they offer to the Lord as a burnt offering, you shall offer of your own free will a male without blemish from the cattle, from the sheep, or from the goats. Whatever has a defect, you shall not offer, for it shall not be acceptable on your behalf. And whoever offers a sacrifice of a peace offering to the Lord to fulfill his vow, or a free will offering from the cattle or the sheep, it must be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no defect in it. Those that are blind or broken or maimed or have an ulcer or eczema or scabs, you shall not offer to the Lord, nor make any offering by fire of them on the altar to the Lord. Either a bull or a lamb that has any limb too long or too short, you may offer as a freewill offering, but for a vow it shall not be accepted. You shall not offer to the Lord what is bruised or crushed or torn or cut, nor shall you make any offering of them in your land, nor from a foreigner's hand shall you offer any of these as the bread of your God, because their corruption is in them, and defects are in them. They shall not be accepted on your behalf. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, when a bull or a sheep or a goat is born, it shall be 7 days with his mother. And from the eighth day and thereafter it shall be accepted as an offering made by fire to the Lord. Whether it is a cow or ewe, do not kill both her and her young on the same day. And when you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, offer it of your own free will. On the same day it shall be eaten. You shall leave none of it until morning. I am the Lord. Therefore, you shall keep my commandments and perform them. I am the Lord. You shall not profane my holy name, and I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am the Lord who sanctifies you, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord. Now I want to share with you Psalms 25:8-11. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is good. And we'll close off this evening's Bible reading with Proverbs 10:12. Two simple lines. Hatred stirs up strife. but love covers all sins. Amen. And like I said, thank you for letting me come in over the airwaves to you every evening to share the Bible. It's just my way of giving back to those of you who, for whatever reason, don't have one, can't have one, can't get one. Maybe you're locked up in jail and you use it to smoke cigarettes. Who knows?
Oh.
But for whatever reason, I'll be here every night sharing it with you until I'm no longer around.
Amen. Thank you. You read that with such passion, Tony.
I mean.
Yes. Yes. All righty. Well, let's get back into some music. Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, wait, we got a 657 number. I'm sorry, a 617 number. A 617 number that called in and pushed the one key. So let's take this call and see who it may be. Hello, 617, you're on the air. Yeah, all righty. 617, thank you for the music. Okay?
See, I don't know why you wanted to go back taking calls.
I don't know. You figure you take calls, okay, and maybe you might get somebody that's actually, okay, got a brain and wants to talk, you know, like Johnny Longbrother does, you know, he at least talks and communicates, okay, asks questions, okay. Okay, so, that's the reason why I try to take calls, okay? But, you know, you get those that are just, their mind is clouded with something. I don't know what, but, they decided to call in. So, anyway. Let's go on with some more music. Here we go.
Never too far from God's grace. There's never a distance from forgiveness. Your love travels endlessly. Reached out and has redeemed. Voices of song fail to portray.
Yeah.
can't hold us.
210. Let's see, 210, you're on the air. What can I help you with?
Hey, do you got...
Say what? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you were breaking up.
Do you have a Nissan and a metal gate outside your house?
No.
My daughter's outside waiting for you.
I know.
Okay, whatever. You got the wrong number. You got the wrong number. You called the religious radio studio. Okay.
Just hang up on it.
I did. Okay. Sorry about that. Anyway, let's get into the final message, okay? And that is the prophetic word for tonight, okay? This goes out to all those who need to hear this word tonight. The Father says today, your life is not without purpose. Through the Apostle Paul, I admonished every believer from the first century down to this very day to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. There is a call upon your life, beloved. There is a mantle for you to receive and cause to rest upon your shoulders. Your life is not a mistake. Your birth was not some random biological happenstance. I brought you into the earth for this hour and this time. The call upon your life is real, and it awaits the occasion of your faith and obedience to activate the grace, okay, and I have released that you may fulfill that call and be faithful. What you are intended for in terms of destiny is not something any man can establish for you. I say you are a king and a priest. It's my glory to conceal in your glory as a king under the King of Kings, to find out, search out, seek out that worthy portion that is yours in the earth to fulfill. I say again that your life is not a misadventure. I have placed within you my immeasurable potential backed by the full resources of heaven that you might and in fact will come to the complete and total manifestation of all that I've been intended in you and through this day. Arise and go, stand up and move forward, and all those things that you may think are lacking will be righted as you move out. Amen. Like I said, this word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Well, this concludes, okay, our time with each other. I want to thank everybody who's in the chat room. I want to thank all my brothers and sisters that are listening on the link. I want to thank all my brothers who are listening on by calling in. And I want to say may God bless you and may he keep you highly favored. And now I'll bring Tony on so he can give us his closing prayer or statement.
May you all be blessed as you leave us tonight. May you sleep in peace knowing that you're loved, cared for, and needed. And may tomorrow, when you wake up, may your first thought in life be about God. Not about yourself, but about God. And maybe what you can do for others. Because remember, it doesn't hurt to do a good deed.
Amen. Amen. That's so true. Amen. Well, God bless everybody. Have a blessed night. Until we meet again tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, for an episode of God's Rainbow Christian and Messianic Tabernacle Church. Hope to see you all there. God bless. Good night. Okay.